Blog Talk Radio.
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see Whoa!
man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Every voice and sing, till it in heaven rain, ring with the harmony. Oh, let it be. Let our rejoices rise high. South as the Georgia.
Billy Branch and Bongs of Blue. Dana Devine, Leon Caldero of Byron Lee and the Dragonaires, with over 50 other.
Broadcast live on the Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Network. Let's go. Have you lined up? Okay, let's go ahead and bring it in. This is the great Alderman Dorothy Timmons, everybody. Let's check her out.
Fruit Market,
the Jamaican Tourist Board, and this station.
Get tickets now at festivaloflife.biz
or call 312-427-0266.
WVON's first 25 years was filled with great music. During June, Black Music Month, we'll recognize those who provided the soundtracks for generations of music lovers.
I want a love I can't see.
Chicago, this is our tribute to bands in a feature that we're calling One Band, One Sound. Listen daily to hear from some of your favorite bands who made a major impact on the music industry. June is Black Music Month, powered by our friends at Toyota and Western, the Chicago White Sox, and ComEd.
The views expressed on our programs are not necessarily those of WVON, Midway Broadcasting Corporation, or our participating sponsors.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON. You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Conversation with Dorothy Tillman on Chicago's legendary WVON, the Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM.
Black Music Monday, Black Music. Black folks had a message. A message in our music, a message in our statement, a message in our dance, and a message in our community. Hey, y'all, back to the old days. Woo-wee, come on, Jane Brown. I tell you. Say it loud. Good morning, y'all. Good morning. It's so nice to see you this morning. So nice to see Courtney over there and Ebony and... It's a little humid out there today. I don't know what's going to happen today. Day before Father's Day is very humid. I guess I put on a sweatshirt. I thought it would be cool out, but I'm here. Well, so many things to talk about this morning. Of course, we're going to dedicate most of our time to Father's Day. And if you want to say something about your father, about extended fathers, or anything, just call us and let's talk about it. Because we're going to really talk about how this system has forced our fathers to our children into the shadow, as they call it, and how do we bring them out of the shadow. And in the black community, how they have made it seem like to have black babies is something wrong, but everybody else's babies is all right. Now, there's something wrong with that. I was watching Fox yesterday and MSNBC. You know, I surface and watch all of them. I think this girl named Megan that comes on at noon. And she had Juan Williams, this black guy, and had a white guy. A white, two. And they were talking about the census and what was going on in the country and how the whites now are a minority. And Megan would ask the question, well, do you think that we need to still deal with affirmative action? Now that they can't keep calling discrimination because whites are not in the majority in the country anymore. And the white guy said, I don't remember his name, and I'm not me to identify him just by ethnicity, I can't remember his name. He said that institutional racism is over with, and he said that we should have to go back to the courts and stop affirmative action. And he went through this whole thing. And Warren agreed that we can't say it anymore because of how it is now. And I'm looking at this. I told Evan I got to write an op-ed for one of these major papers in the nation and also send it to them because you cannot discuss institutional racism and not discuss slavery and what happened to us as a people. And say it's just dead. No other race would allow that to happen. Everybody's still celebrating or fighting whatever they have, but they saying it's over with. There's no need to talk about this no more. Now, and if we allow that, y'all, I tell you, all those who struggled before us need to just turn over in their grave and just, I tell you, it makes no sense at all. And I was a little upset about it. So I want to discuss that a little bit They also talked about, and then I went on and I switched over, and that was Jeb Bush. He was on MSNBC, and they showed him talking about why we need to fix the immigration policy. This is what got to me. And I told you once before, one of the reasons that America have embraced the Mexican community, the other community, not the black Puerto Ricans and all them, mind you, there's a huge racism thing that goes in their community, was because of Catholicism, their religion, that was the culture, and most of them Hispanic white, which bring their population up. Well, Jeb Bush said yesterday, we need to fix this because most of them are good Catholics, that's what he said, and they are breeders. You can Google that. I laughed. They tell, and they want to talk about our numbers being down, and they told black folks don't have no babies. I've never heard them tell any other group, you don't have no babies unless you married, you this and you that. And they never talked about the culture of marriage in our family, the family institution, how we had set up and what happened. It's a whole breakdown. I'm just looking and listening at that. If you look at ICE, you'll see some of the facilities those people are in are better than anybody penthouse. And they give them all of the laws as to how a prison should be treated, but at the same time, our stuff is like they sit in and they breed and turn out animals or something when they get through working with young people in the prison system. So I just thought that was very interesting because I heard one of the hosts on the show the other day tell me, did you hear, see all these old raggedy baby strollers out there? I haven't got a chance to talk to her about that yet. I thought that was awful because nobody talks about their little children like we do. Nobody. You don't know what God has given us. I mean, what if the president, mama had decided not to have him? Or you look at other things and other people. So I don't understand that behavior. And maybe because we have this behavior about our children, maybe that's why we're allowing so much to happen to them. We don't, all of the children belong to us. You don't know what it is. And you, it was unheard of to be in our community to find so many women who have no children. They don't have them. They just, they're walking dogs. Just a walking dog. Woo, 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 woo. If you don't know how to do it, how about finding it? And I said, I don't have any problem if you want animals, but an animal don't take the place of children. And you don't hear anybody saying adopt children or where the children are. What you do hear about adoption is other people going to foreign countries to adopt, which is really something. We're talking about Father's Day, y'all. I'm going to get to the crux of what these folks are talking about. Mother's Day and Father's Day, talking about the love of our children and the love of our community. I just think it's just strange. I love children and do whatever. Children have a right to live and to be. The school system yesterday, I saw Karen Lewis back on TV again. She said some strange stuff on WTTW the other night, but I'll leave that alone. But I saw Karen Lewis and I saw Miss Barbara Bird Bennett. And they're talking about cutting the teachers. We already knew that. But the quality of our teachers is very important. No other race will allow this stuff. You want to blame these folks for doing this stuff. But every other race will be up in arms. Uno, they took the money from Uno. Uno went back and made them put that money back. Uno said, we're not putting our children moving to America. We're going to keep schools. We're building them. We're building the technology school. We're making sure we got music and art and all these things in our school. And we said, we don't have to beg for anything, y'all. That's what's so sad. They think we have to beg for this and beg for that. We don't have to beg. Once we understand who we are and where we came from and what our relationship is to this country, even when they start talking about your number, them numbers, no, most of these folks are not legally here. They can't vote nowhere. We outvoted everybody in the presidential election and the city election. We'll be outvoting everybody in elections coming up. And we don't have anything that we've looked at and what we're going to do to quid pro quo for our community. So it's really just some strange stuff. We're into a time about about children, about our community. You know, and I know you're tired. You think I'm Dorothy this morning, but I know you're tired because we're struggling and we're fighting so many battles. You know, I was riding around the community the other day, very hurt, because I saw all these vacant lots and with grass on them and weeds on them. Even the sidewalks with weeds on them in the buildings. And I'm looking, I said, that's why folks get depressed. You drive here, you go there. So that's a purpose thing for your mind. That's purpose for your mind to say, oh, my God. So you, I was riding one of my daughters, and I was telling him, I said, you know, what happened with that? They give you a psychological, oh, let me get away from here, let me get away from here. And the others see all the beauty around it. They see the transportation. Then you go and you see them running through the parks, running down through all that trash, the transportation, the parks, all the stuff that we have, and see the beauty of what we have. And we just say, oh, let me get away from this. So there's a, I never, you know, I was, when Harold Washington got in office, the vacant lots, as I know, when I became alderman, when I went in there with Harold, and when we cleaned those lots, some of those lots had not been cleaned in 30 years almost, and we found tags on them that old. The community did not even know they had weed cutters. We back to that almost. If you ride around in certain parts of the communities, nothing is being done. And the city's supposed to do that. Even if they do it, and they, when they do it, they just put a lien on the property if they don't own it. And that's how they get to own so many lots. But let me just say, if you're in a community, you can get together and go out there and clean that lot. That don't hurt. Maybe we could put a lien on them, on the city for us cleaning the lot. So our children have environments and cleanliness. We got to do something here to bring the life to our children. They shouldn't have to walk. I was looking at the young men with them jackets on. It's almost like a prison or a concentration camp. And you go ride in other communities, nobody's standing around where their children are getting out of school with jackets and these things on. It's a whole psychology. You go into school through a metal detector, you walk in, everybody got to do this and do that. There's some psychological stuff, but really the total destruction of our children and our families and our communities now. This is Father's Day. My father died when I was 18 years old. James Wright, one of the greatest men ever lived, taught me a lot. Very involved out there with his cars and everything, doing the Montgomery bus boycott, doing all the other things that we did. He was very much involved in those things. My stepfather, Willie Struggs, of course, who passed away later on. He died a few years ago, maybe about 8 years ago. But my father, who was very, very involved, was happy. It's Father's Day, and, you know, to the fathers out there, black men have always had a hustle if they weren't working. But it was the type of respect that they had for community and family, and that certain things they would not have done. And by you not having pool halls or places for the children to gather, you can't put no fat on their head. There's nowhere to put fat on their head. They've taken all that away. So I still say there's a totally all-out war. And reading Michelle Alexander, rereading her book. And I advise everybody to read The New Jim Crow, but rereading her book and just looking at the whole way this thing was set up, from Nixon to Reagan to now, it was all set up. And once we read and understand that, we'll be different. It's Happy Father's Day to you. For the brothers who got to come from under and out of the shadows, those brothers went to jail, and once they came out and done their time, they can't even get apartments. They can't get none of the federal anything with federal subsidies. So they come out and their families are in these apartments with federal subsidies. And if they go and live with their children and their family on the lease, because most of them are there, the family get put out. I don't understand it. When you take all our other dollars and you give them to other folks who haven't, this doesn't make any sense. Something's wrong. No schooling. You can't get nothing. And all this was put in place under Clinton. One-for-one replacement, which is public housing, that if you tore down a unit, you had to rebuild some units for poor people. What's wrong with building those houses? Well, I say you don't need them. Okay. Three strikes, you out. Clinton. You can't stay on federal property. Clinton. All of this stuff. And while they're doing that to us, the other folks, as you come on, because if you really check it, you will find out that even when you go in Chinatown, you see those buildings, those are public housing units. You see them units, those buildings on Turmac to the south. And then when you, and all the other, I remember when they was getting rid of all the vouchers and doing the vouchers and the Section 8, and there wasn't so many of them left. I was in office there. We were fighting the Section 8 and the vouchers. Gutierrez was getting it for his community, and everybody else was getting it for their community. They're working collectively. Now we're getting ready to go into election, and a lot of folks are going to want our support. And we should select who we want, but we shouldn't just vote blindly without saying what's going to happen to our community. Everybody and everything is just dumping on us. But you know what? We're going to be all right because we first going to put our arms around our children, our community, and our love. And I'm calling on the ministers for this summer. And everybody, we need to be out in the street. If everybody's in the street like the Nehemiah, when Nehemiah said, let's go out and rebuild this wall, and he asked everybody to just do something. You don't have to do everything. Just move around all the time. If our children out there jumping rope, we can have the preachers. You got 3 and 4 churches on one block. Y'all get together, the 3 preachers, and say, we're going to clean this block up. And start claiming territory, claiming stuff. And we can do all that's one thing sales that clean up the field. You know, and it's right. But you go to another community, they got folks cleaning all the time. So anyway, it's Happy Father's Day if you want to do something special for your father. And we're going to be playing some Father's Day music for you. Or you want to just talk about something that happened this weekend. If teachers out there, and you want to talk about how you feel about getting laid off. I mean, they're talking this stuff so casual like it's all right. The mayor and all of them got to think we are crazy in our community. Everybody who's around us, even our own elected officials, probably said, these folks do anything to them. Keep pushing them and pushing them and pushing them. And that's all over the, not just here, but all over the country. All over the country. When we look at Detroit, when we look at Gary, you know, it's just terrible. It's just really terrible. So I tell you, what we're going to do now, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to really get into this. Listen, Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We're streaming live on www.wvon.com. We're on iHeartRadio, y'all. If you want to hear us on iHeartRadio, you can hear us on iHeartRadio. You can listen to us wherever you go. I listened when I was down south. I listened when I was in the Bahamas. Wherever you go, you can listen to us. We're on www.wvon.com. We're on blackplanet.com. We're on Facebook, group Facebook, Twitter. We also on Blog Talk. If you want to listen to the show afterwards, you can go to Blog Talk. Just type in Coffee Tea Dorothy Tillman, and you can get it. You can get Blog Talk and listen to me again. If you're interested in the Facebook, whatever, if it's time, so anyway, you can get all of that. So what I want you to do, go get your coffee, get your tea, because, hey, y'all, we're going to talk. It's Father's Day, y'all. It's Father's Day. And understand what a father's is. And black men, I love you. I love you. I love you. Don't let these folks make you think you less than what you are. I love you. Get your coffee, get your tea. I'll be right back. Come on back and talk to me, Dorothy Wright Tillman.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
I would recommend implants because I was having a great deal of problems with my teeth.
Mary Blackwell turned to the Dental Dream Team, and they changed her life.
If you have bad teeth and you know they're going to continuously give you problems, what's the point? I mean, get some teeth in there that are going to be stable, and all you have to do is take care of them.
She could see the change for herself.
I like my new teeth because I feel I look good. I've been told I look good. And when I look in the mirror at myself, I feel good. I'm very confident.
With their expertise in restorative dentistry, periodontal disease, and oral surgery, the Dental Dream Team can get your dental issues taken care of quickly and completely.
My name is Mary Blackwell, and I just love the Dental Dream Team.
Call to make an appointment and receive $50 off your exam and x-rays. 773-488-9075. Visit DentalDreamTeam.com.
Who's got the hottest talk show in Chicago? We do. Perry Small.
Let me just say this. Chad Johnson has been a buffoon from day one. When you walk into a courtroom, it's no joke. You're in there for domestic violence. You slap someone on the butt.
Perry says what you really want to say.
He is this entitled that he doesn't know appropriate behavior in a courtroom. He's a dumbass.
Terry Small, weekdays at 9 a.m. on The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Get fit, get healthy, and get informed. You don't want to miss the Chicago Urban League's Health and Wellness Fair on June 22nd at the Chicago Urban League, 4510 South Michigan Avenue. There will be free health screenings, exercise classes, and incredible giveaways, not to mention appearances by celebrity chefs Judson Todd Allen, Karen Calabrese, and Rochelle Trotter. For additional information, visit thechicagourbanleague.org or call 773-285-5800. WVON is proud to help.
WVON's first 25 years was filled with great music. During June, Black Music Month, we'll recognize those who provided the soundtracks for generations of music lovers.
I want a love I can't see.
Chicago, this is our tribute to bands in a feature that we're calling One Band, One Sound. Listen daily to hear from some of your favorite bands who made a major impact on the music industry. June is Black Music Month, powered by our friends at Toyota and Western, the Chicago White Sox, and ComEd.
How do you wake up the entire African-American community to the hidden issue of mental health problems?
It showed up in my life through one of my best friends. And we've been friends for over 30 years.
Share your story.
If we would have known earlier, you know, we would have been much more supportive with her.
Once I reached out to my sister, it got a little better. Once I told my mother, it got a little better. The more I talked about it, I felt it coming off.
The healing is in me, and the healing and the journey can also be extended to others.
It's our community and our mental health.
Giving voice to what you're feeling is part of the healing. If you're strong enough to just open your mouth, that's all it takes.
And the most revolutionary and healing thing that Black people can do right now is to love one another.
It's time to share ourselves. Healing starts with us. Search online for stories that heal. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and the Stay Strong Foundation.
American middle school students spend an average of just 30 minutes a day learning science in the classroom.
And so here, they have an opportunity to let their mind soar a little more.
The Museum of Science and Industry is taking science outside the classroom by supporting after-school science clubs across the Chicago area.
Museum of Science and Industry, they offer something for us that we could never be able to afford to offer.
Our goal is to inspire and motivate the next generation of scientists and engineers.
You're talking no limits.
Learn how MSI is transforming lives through science education.
Congratulations on landing the job. I'm really excited for you.
Thanks. How's your search going?
The job market's tight. I mean, I can barely get an interview.
Yeah.
And I've got student loans to deal with. You're lucky, you know. The National Guard paid your loans off.
Luck? The Guard was a smart decision, one you can still make.
The National Guard Student Loan Repayment Program can pay up to $50,000 of your existing student loans. Get the details at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
It slices, it dices, with razor-like edges that never need sharpening. It's not a blender, it's not a set of steak knives, it's car windshield. And now, it can be yours. Here's how. Next time you're in a car and the driver's driving recklessly, simply say nothing. That's right. Let them change CDs. Let them text on their phones. Ignore that little voice in your head that's trying to warn you. And you too can experience car windshield. Passengers who have tried car windshield agree. It's a smash. Car windshield may not be for everyone, as it can lead to severe side effects and even death. Please consult your physician after you've experienced car windshield. Passengers who wish to avoid car windshield can do so by following simple steps, like trusting their instincts, speaking up, and telling their friends to slow down.
In the real world, there is no spokesperson to prevent reckless driving. There's only you. Speak up.
Act now. Paramedics are standing by.
This has been a message from the Ad Council. For more information, go to youarethespokesperson.com.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Congratulations on landing the job. I'm really excited for you.
Thanks. How's your search going?
The job market's tight. I mean, I can barely get an interview.
Yeah. And I've got student loans to deal with. You're lucky, you know. The National Guard paid your loans off.
Luck? The Guard is a smart decision, one you can still make.
The National Guard Student Loan Repayment Program can pay up to $50,000 of your existing student loans. Get the details at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Say it loud. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. Say it loud. Say it real loud. I'm black and I'm proud. I'm back, y'all. We're going to get started here. It's Father's Day, and I want to spend time on our men. I love black men. Hey, y'all all right with me? Don't let nobody put you down. And we got a few in the community that's doing crazy stuff. And somehow or another, we got to see how we're going to deal with that. But it is not the essence of our community. And if you let folks make you think that, then something is wrong with you. And I advise everybody for Father's Day, buy somebody a copy of Michelle Alexander book on the new Jim Crow so that you can see and talk about and read about how Reagan and Nixon and all of them set this up with the war on drugs, which we already know, and what decisions they made to put our men in jail when they came up with these different laws about crack and marijuana when they brought crack to our community. We didn't even know anything. I remember when crack came because we didn't know anything about it. They brought crack in our community. It was a quick high, and they started destroying the family. Every place that a black man couldn't even go to, you know, to go to the pool hall. They call them billet rooms not in the other community. Well, the man, you might go up in there and shoot pools with them and talk to them. You might do that. We have our clubs where we went and talked, had a community roundtable discussion about the community. Our own representative closed down all of our clubs. It wasn't our clubs that was creating no problem. It's outside other folks coming in create problem in these other stores. I look like you ride these other communities. They got clubs all on the street, every other block. We're the only community where there's no cultural place for us together. I fought so hard. I said, y'all don't let this happen. Oh, no, them projects need to go. One for one replacement. What the law has said that if you tear down one, you be a one. Not necessarily be in our community, but you had to build a unit, and they got rid of it. When he did the three strikes, you out. And also that if you have been in jail, you cannot live in a public anything subsidized by federal government. Yet we subsidize a lot of other folks who've been in jail and just got here and everything else. That's some serious business, and that was to get all our folks in the system and then to put the jail system on the stock market the same way they did with the cotton and all the other things. And the rest is history. What's happening to our community? Three strikes, you're out, you're gone. You do coke, and you're white, you get out. You do some crazy stuff. Or you go shoot up a bunch of folks you don't talk about. And then when you have that image of our black men, all you see are negative images of our black men all the time. It took them so long to show this boy last week who had shot up all these folks, and then they didn't show him no more. And you have Kirk and all them saying, round up all the gangs, put them in jail. But they ain't said nothing about rounding up all the folks who's bringing the drugs in. I mean, that's some deep stuff. Nobody cares. Oh, just round them up. Yeah. stop the drugs at the, where they're coming in from. Nobody talks about that. We just be sound bite. Please go out and buy Michelle Alexander's book, The New Jim Crow, so you can read it and really get an understanding, and buy it for the young men. And we, what happens, this government have forced the black men into the shadow. And then black men standing on the corner saying, everybody work. It was proven during this truck scandal. All them gangbangers and other folks who had records and everything else was involved in that administration, Torres and all of them out there doing work and everything else. Munoz had a record. Now he's the alderman. Alderman Barnett from the 27th Ward. He had a felon, but he's an alderman, and he got it wiped out, I think, from robbing a bank or something. Forgive me if I got it wrong, alderman. But you understand, so you're supposed to have an understanding about this stuff. It's just some, y'all, but we're going to, it's Father's Day, and we're going to talk about our men who've done a lot of things. We're going to say, and when our men come home, Courtney, when daddy come home, he can't even go to his children. I see a lot of black men walking their children to school. They're just in the shadow. Oh, no, Ma Ebony trying to be engineer over there. She needs to leave it alone. But anyway, when our men come home, then what happened with them or to them? They got to come out of the shadow. Don't mess with anything over there at the board, Ebony. Ebony tried to be the engineer over there. But, you know, they forced our men into the shadow and got everybody else coming out of the shadow. But dad is home, just a little 30 seconds of it, and I'm going to the phone. And this is how black men feel about their women and their children, their little girls, all their women. Don't let nobody fool you. This other mess that they done made our children, right? We don't know that stuff. Come on. When they come home from the war or from jail, wherever.
Your daddy's home to stay.
Yeah.
How I've waited for.
Well, they said you can't have that moment. You can't go home to your family, to your children. Yeah. This is to all the brothers who tried to do right and just got out.
You had to drive in your eyes.
We gotta help them.
Daddy's home. Your daddy's home.
Happy Father's Day.
It wasn't on.
This is all the brothers out trying to get their life together.
Tuesday went by. It wasn't on a Tuesday afternoon.
They forced you into the shadow and back in jail. We'll go back. We got to get some work and stuff for you. And also our brothers who live in the
third. I made it back home to you.
Hey, come on, y'all.
While I've waited for this moment.
Come back and have no jobs and no home and no family. Yeah, we love you.
Your best friend run told me.
Yeah.
That you had to drive in your eyes.
Yeah, that's protection. Don't y'all feel it? The love. Hey, Courtney.
To stay.
Woo! Y'all feel me? Come on, Courtney. Bring it down. That feels so good. Don't that feel good? They don't want you to feel like that. They want the tension. That's why they took over our music. They make you think you bees and this and that. Come on, brothers. You know a lot of you brothers. Some of the brothers running corporations and in places now went away and came back to embracing community. And that's what happened. Dad is home to stay. Dad is home to stay. I'm going to try to get Dave. He's on his cell phone from Ohio. Dave, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, Alderman Tillman.
Good morning.
And, yes, ma'am. God bless you, and thank you for Father's Day.
Yeah.
You know, that fellow, Mark Kirk, First, I should say black.
All the time.
I know it might be early.
Okay.
And manufacturing. Let us make our own stuff from us to us. You know, that Mark Kirkwood, he was talking about, and he had mentioned the 18,000. And if
they started this week, if you look in the paper. They got some of the brothers from the West Side. I don't know whether they're guilty or whether they're innocent, but I know they start rounding them up from the West Side this weekend. My thing is get the ones who bring and giving them the drugs, too. If they stop it, then we won't have no problems.
Yes, ma'am. Well, the thing about it is you're talking about 18,000, and just using those numbers, you know, which I know the whole thing's a sham and whatnot, 18,000. You multiply that by the lady, a wife, and at least one child, and then what you have, you're talking about, that's affecting 54,000 people.
Yeah, that's
you know,
deep. That's deep, David.
The wife and everything else. So that's just it's a multiplier of an attack on the family by a factor of three in that case. And that's if it's just one child. They have two child, then that even go even higher than more. That's a population.
Oh, it's certainly a fight on the. They're attacking the black community. But see, we've been attacked from the inside and outside. These little boys out here shooting at random, killing children. That's not good. That's being attacked. You got you got folks who think they got it and have made it, and they run away from the community. That's being attacked. You got folks who won't hire us. That we just being attacked all over the place. But we're gonna be all right, Dave, because we're gonna be all right as a people, because we're gonna stand up and do what we have to do.
Yes, ma'am. As I said at near the beginning of the year, it's going to be a big change.
Mm-hmm.
Mark my words, and not too long it's going to happen like that, too.
Thank you.
It's a transition time right now, but it's going to be a whole thing again.
Okay, thank you, David.
Make it. Yes, ma'am.
I got to go. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you. Thank
you
for
too.
Having me.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
And Trayvon Martin, father, look at him standing strong. And then you see this other boy, Zimmerman. They're trying to make him look like an angel. It makes no sense to me. Good morning, Charlie. How you doing?
Hi, good morning, Dorothy. Right quick, I know we don't have much time here. I just want to throw out a few things here. I was listening to the Clip Kelly program last night, and Sam Adams, this guy from the funeral home, and Walter Payton's son were on there.
Yeah.
And they were discussing passing on, I guess, some type of structure for businesses for black folk. And Sam spoke about keyword. He said, he spoke about the fact that we as black people, politicians, businessmen, whomever you are that's black, there is an obligation that you have to our black folk. Right quick, we need to speak about and talk more about, you know, some of the things that we fall shy of in our obligations as black folk. And I'm going to say this, Dorothy, and people may not like it, but we got to get real and we got to get truthful. Man, we are under attack. Okay, we are being annihilated. Right quick, I have to wonder, how is it? Now, we've had a guy in office that claims supposedly is black almost 8 years now. He came into the office while we were still under this serious attack, and we are still under that attack right now. And I find it quite goddamn interesting that nothing has changed in terms of...
Well, it probably got worse, but you know what we're dealing with the person in terms of his color. He's not a black president. He's president of the United
States. Thank you.
He's president of the United States of America. We have to understand that. And when we deal with that, we have to deal with policy, not the color. And see, black folks got to get off. When we put folks in office, I don't care what color they are, we got to deal with the policy toward black people. And I was talking to one of my friends in Philadelphia yesterday, and he came out of the movement, too. We were just talking about the state of our community. And we were talking about the policies that have been put in place and how it's affecting black people and also affecting America. So we got to start thinking about the policy, Charles. Thank you for your call. We got to start thinking about policies and not this other stuff. It's the policy. It's really the policies. Minister Plump, how you doing?
WVON?
Yes,
hey,
Minister
Plump. Fantastic.
Uh-huh.
And how are you this morning, Dorothy Taylor?
I'm
thank
fine.
You a million, too.
Thank you.
We just want to say from the fathers, you know, and I am a father, grandfather, and a godfather, and a caretaker. with the Father's Happy Father's Day, and especially to the Honorable Mayor Harold Washington, you know, the world's greatest political father, I call him, in Black History Music Month. Being June, we are celebrating with the Harold Washington Foundation.com tomorrow, June the 16th at 235 East 58th Street.
Well, I want y'all to come on. I want to invite all of y'all to come on out to see A Misbehaving. Y'all need to be come getting you a section in that theater to see at the Harold Washington Culture Center. A Misbehaving opened up last night. It was a great show, and you know you all need to get on over there and see it. A Misbehaving at the Harold Washington Culture Center, okay?
Right, we will be supporting you 110.
Okay, we opened up last night.
Well, that's great. Well, you're going to be there tonight.
I'll be there. Thank you. Okay. 373-1900 for your information.
Yes, ma'am. We're going to be looking forward to getting with you,
thank you
on Misbehaving, because we still got these jobs available, as well as entrepreneurs that we be reflecting on our culture and our spiritual relationship in the community that we can develop to help save the children, including baby children. So we there every Sunday from 2:30 to 4:30.
Okay, you're aware now?
At 235 East 58th Street.
Okay, thank you, Minister Plunk. I tell you, it's really something. We're going to talk about patches in a minute, boy. Weatherspoon, how you doing?
How you doing, Doc?
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, we can see you. Happy Father's Day on the day. We're doing great work here on the west side. Thank God for all the fathers that stand up for the rights of their people and the rights of their children. We must continue to push reconciliation to the minds of our children.
It's always about the minds of our children. That's what we're fighting for. We got to continue to fight. We got to love them. These children can't always hear black folks talking about them and putting them down. We got to lift them up and give them some a little bit more. Everybody's attacking our children. It's something strange when everybody attack our children, and even in our within our own community, we attack it without thinking about it, without solutions. Reverend Weatherspoon, thank you so much. I think he got disconnected. Okay, it's Happy Father's Day to y'all. Happy Father's Day to all of you. And I tell you, they say there's no fathers in the home. I see little black folks picking up their children all the time and walking them. They're in the shadows because they can't come out. They come out, the children is gonna. They don't have jobs. If they come out, the old lady might lose the house. But you know what? I'm going to play Patches by Clarence Carter, y'all. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to you. This is for fathers out there, the fathers who had to go away. And see, that's what I mean by the pool halls and fathers putting fat on the little boy's head. This is what Patrick's father did to him.
I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely pays the bills.
Y'all hear that?
I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning when I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood.
Y'all don't understand that. If y'all understand that, y'all call me 773-591-1690. Hey, y'all, Patches. Happy Father's Day, my beautiful black men. Happy Father's Day to all the men out there. All of you will listen.
All across the way.
You see that, y'all?
And at the age
that?
Of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders.
Yeah.
And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, because every day I had to work to feel. Because that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family.
outside of Montgomery. Hey, Patches, I'm depending on y'all. Patches, y'all, I think I got too much. We got to get Maceo before I go to break. Maceo?
Yes, good morning, Alderman Tillman.
Good morning.
And happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
Thank you. You got 60 seconds.
Okay. I just want to acknowledge two birthdays, Hattie McDaniel on June 10th, 1895, Wichita,
mm-hmm.
Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the greatest revolutionary figures in all of history, Antonio de la Caridad Maceo y Grijalva. And he was a freedom fighter in Cuba, proud of his black heritage, born on 1845, June 14th, 1845, in Santiago de Cuba. Proud of his black heritage, but yet he fought for the rights of all Cubans to free Cuba. And he said in the Protesta de Baragua to the Spanish General Campos that Campos wanted some of the enslaved Africans freed. He said all of them, period.
Well, happy Father's Day to you, Maceo. Happy Father's Day. I tell y'all, happy Father's Day. Let's talk to Chicago 69 WVON, our number 773-591-6090. We're streaming live on www.wvon.com. You're on iHeartRadio. We're on BlackPlanet.com and Facebook. We're on Twitter and group Facebook and Blog Talk. Type in Dorothy Tillman Coffee Tea. You're listening to Dorothy Tillman Coffee Tea in a conversation with me. Don't y'all go nowhere. The board is lit up. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers, especially my black fathers. Get your coffee, get your tea, wake up everybody, and come on back and talk to me. I'll be right back.
WVON.com. The website. Check it out.
The talk of Chicago and the voice of the nation is 1690 WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.
Radio. I'm Kristen Welker at the White House. Things are looking up for firefighters in Colorado Springs. NBC's Miguel Almaguer says the fire is now about 30% contained.
This fire, deadly and destructive, has swallowed neighborhoods and taken lives, but firefighters feel like they are finally turning the corner.
This morning, inside a burn zone that stretches 24 square miles, more hot spots than shooting flames. The firefight aided by Friday rain and cooler temperatures.
Russia is questioning the U.S. assertion that it has conclusive evidence of Syria using chemical weapons. The G8 nations meet next week in Ireland. U.K. Prime Minister David Cameron says he will make a point to crack down on tax evasion, going after companies who use shell companies to hide their earnings. In Denver, an airliner was moved to a remote location of the airport when it landed. Police say there was a possible security threat. A person on the flight has been detained. This is NBC News Radio. A bit of a surprise in Iran's presidential election. Iran's reformist-backed candidate, Hassan Rouhani, has a bit more than 50% of the vote so far. The race once appeared solidly in the hands of Tehran's ruling clerics. Fathers will be winners this year if you measure the annual Father's Day holiday by how much we're spending on them. Trey Baj is with RetailMeNot.com.
Kids are really taking care of their dads this year. They're spending in the average ballpark of about $40 to $60. You know, what's also great about Father's Day is because dads want to spend time with their families, I think that's something that kids can easily achieve no matter what their budget.
Here at the White House, Father's Day was the topic of President Obama's weekly media message.
I'll be thinking about Sasha's dance recitals and Malia's tennis matches, about the conversations we've had and the quiet moments we've shared. I'll be thinking about whether I did right by them and whether they knew every day just how much they were loved.
At the White House, I'm Kristen Welker, NBC News.
Right now at the Home Depot, an exclusive Husky 33-piece mechanics tool set is a special buy. Just $39.88. Ratchets, sockets, and bits you can count on forever. Because that's how long they're guaranteed to last. Having the right tool for the job forever starts with a Husky 33-piece mechanics tool set for only $39.88. More saving, more doing.
That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, when you buy more, you save more. Right now, you can get a 5-plus quartz jug, a Valvoline conventional oil, and DriveWorks filter for just $20.99. But as any video game football player knows, you always go for two. So when you get two Valvoline oil change specials, they're just $17.99 each. You save $6 more instantly. Don't waste time mailing things in. Get it now at
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Hi, this is Teresa Deer, host of Let's Get to Work, heard Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 9:30. America is on the road to recovery, bringing new jobs and new opportunities. Join us as we explore ways to help you get the job you want, keep the job you have, and secure the job that's waiting for you. Join us Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 9:30, as we empower, enable, and equip you with the information you need to get the job you want. Let's Get to Work, heard exclusively on the Talk of Chicago, WVON.
This is Linnell Harris, Chicago's very own life coach, and I'm the host of Inspirational Perspective. Tune in every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. to get motivated and inspired for the new week. Inspirational Perspective on your radio is all about murdering mediocrity and living your best life possible. Tune in every Saturday at 10 p.m. right here on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 a.m., WVON.
Tune in to Another Perspective with Dr. Leon Finney every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WVON and get a fresh new point of view. You can be more connected with Another Perspective.
Another perspective, another perspective, another perspective, another perspective.
Chicago State University's Entrepreneurial Idol competition is back and looking for some of the best entrepreneurs in the state. On August 22nd, 5 finalists will compete in front of a live audience for a chance to win the grand prize of $10,000. Interested? Go to www.csu.edu/business/EI competition to complete the free online application. All applications must be in by June 24th. Enter to win today.
Hi, this is Cornell West.
And I'm Tavis Smiley.
And we're pleased to be heard once again in the great city of Chicago.
And better yet, this signal spills over into my home state of Indiana. So I guess we'll have to get Mama a new aerial for her roof in Kokomo.
Oh, that's so nice. We want you to join us for unique conversations and perspectives as we keep the focus on the least of these.
That's Smiley and West today at 11 right here on WVON, the Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON, you're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Conversation with Dorothy Tillman on Chicago's legendary WVON, the Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM.
Present has brought us. Facing the rising fire of new safety.
difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind.
I don't mind. Got some difficult days ahead. I've been to the mountaintop. He allowed me to go up, and I looked over, and I seen the promised land. I might not get there with you, but we as a people will get to the promised land. Oh, Dr. King, you didn't see the new Jim Crow. You didn't see those who was reaping the benefits turning their backs on the community. You thought they would do like everybody else who come into anything. They reach back and they pull back. But we got organized chaos in our community. We have those who have began to tell, if you get anything, you better not go to that black community. You better go on somewhere else because you might lose it. It's the fear. Whether it's our artists, whether it's our entertainers, whether it's our business folks, they fear for that the masses is going to take it back. The same way they did Nelson Mandela when Winnie fought so hard to get him out of jail. And then they separated him. They told him he had to come from Soweto because his life was in danger with those black folks, took him to white suburb. Oh, my God, the games people play. Take a deep breath. It's that time this morning. I want to thank you. Wherever you are in the country, wherever you are in the world, let's do it. Black. One more time. Black. Ooh, that feels so good. Don't be afraid. You got to belong to something. You can't just be all things to all people when you sit at the table. You got to be something. You got to be somebody. Came from something, and you came from greatness. Happy Father's Day to all of you fathers out there. All of our black men, happy Father's Day. All the men who are listening, happy Father's Day. Understand, whether you are a birth father or whether you're a father who put some fat on somebody's head, those of you who came out of jail and can't even get no jobs, they kind of put you back in the system. I recommend women buy Mashiach Harris' book, The New Jim Crow. I want all the men out there who's listening, get that book and read it, and so you can understand what we're in. We can conquer this, y'all. We can't save 100%, but we can conquer this. We got to help bring our men out of the shadows. They go throw them in jail. When they looked at all the nonviolence offenses and the little drugs they threw them in jail for, they threw them in jail. I'm not talking about all this violent stuff, and I don't condone that. And they begin to build this system up with Clinton. Three strikes you out with Clinton. One foreign place and take away the public housing with Clinton. All else, and then they say you can't touch anything that's federal. Then that means you can't work on the highways. You can't do nothing. They take the other folks and put them on everything. Something is wrong with that. Then we start cursing our children and cursing our babies and cursing our family. The only one that's dysfunctional. Then you have, Bush said yesterday, I'm talking about Jeb Bush, oh, yeah, they're good Catholics and they're breeders, and we need to make sure we pass immigration. And Megan and Juan and all of them said what they say. Oh, we don't need affirmative action no more. So y'all on it, there's a lot of things happening to us so little, and we're so busy fighting. I met Michelle Alexander. I said Michelle Harris. That's all. I met Michelle Alexander book. New Jim Crow. So they just got us. So we're going to be all right, y'all, but I'm not saying this whining, and I'm calling all the ministers and everybody to get involved this year, to get involved and clean up your community. Sal, I know you're on the line. I'm going to get you at some point, but we got to clean up our community, and we got to make sure. If you're churches, then you do your block. They got our community just messed up. You go to other communities, they are cleaning. The city and the state is cleaning. Around the expressway, the state's supposed to keep that expressway clean. You pay tax dollars. These lots they're supposed to clean, but they're not doing them, so we have to do them. Church, how can you be on a block and just clean in front of your house? And some of y'all got so much garbage in your house, all of you know how you expect the Lord to come step over that trash to get into your building. So we just got to make sure. Let's try to have a vibrant summer, a good summer where children are jumping rope and men are whistling, folks are singing, and we feel good. Get out in the street and let's just do it. And then the little punks come around, back them up. We can't be fearful to come out. And ministers, you have got to. You have got to get in your community and just take over these blocks. 773-591-1690. I tell you, happy Father's Day to all of you. I love you dearly. And this is, I want to, O.C. Smith, her dad is a little boy. Come on, O.C. Smith. Happy Father's Day. Fathers, I know this is what's been going on in our community. They make it look like we didn't have this. But we've always had the need.
Just look at daddy's little man.
We've always had our men. Even the ones y'all talking about are talking to. This is what they teach them. O.C. Smith.
Why, you must have grown about a foot or two.
Yeah, while you was away.
Let's run in and wash your face.
happy Father's Day to my son, Demogy, and my son, Jimmy.
I want to take a little walk and have a little talk.
And to my brother, James, I know he's listening.
Dad is the little man.
Yeah, my brother-in-law, Jerome. Happy Father's Day to you.
Just look at Daddy's little man. No, I don't want to batter your mud pie. Looks appetizing.
Yeah.
Think I'm going to pass it by this time.
Tell me about black
I
men.
I got to die.
Yeah, listen at the music.
Right here in my hand.
Message in the music.
I want to buy some ice cream. Walk down by the stream. Daddy's you be careful with that ice cream cone.
Ooh.
Mommy's gonna tan your hide. Speaking of mommy, she all right? Does she go out a lot at night? No, I don't think bullfrog's bad. Yes, see the butterfly. No, it's just something in my eyes.
Hey, y'all. Daddy's little boy. Don't let them fool y'all. This is why they tried to destroy our community, so there was no place for the men and the boys could talk. You know, even what you're hanging on the corners to talk, you don't have no pool halls, you don't have no clubs, you have no boys' club. It's nothing. They want to give us all of this visual stuff on the television, seeing folks with their pants hanging out and going to jail or seeing all this negative. They don't want the men to talk to the little boys to turn them into little men. Happy Father's Day, and I love y'all so much. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Torch, you've been waiting a long time. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Dorothy. I'm glad to be able to talk to my hero again.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. I'd just like to say happy Father's Day to my father, who's not here. He lived to be 91 years old. And thankful for him for educating his children to make sure his children did something in life. I'd like to say happy Father's Day to all my sons who have, you know, they have sent their children to college and they're accomplishing something. I'd like to say happy Father's Day to all of my sons and to all the fathers out there who are making their children stay in school and make something of their life.
Thank you so much, Torch. Thank you. And happy Father's Day to Dr. Jimmy Tillman, the father of my children. Mr. Tillman, happy Father's Day to you too, mister. I know you're listening. Dr. Jimmy Tillman. Ludi, how you doing? Good morning, Ludi.
Hey, Dorothy, how you doing this morning?
I'm
Father's Day.
I'm fine.
Yes, that Clarence Carter song, Patches, brought me back to the good old days. I was raised by my grandfather, grandmother. He was just like that portrayal of the father in that song. Worked. Never complained, had two jobs, probably three. I didn't know. I was a kid, but I never hardly saw him. But when I did see him, he never had raised his voice. He never complained about being tired, working hard. He just left the house and went to work.
That's what we grew up in, and that's what they have said.
What I grew up in.
Well, they looked and they said, what's holding these people together? So they just started to try to destroy. And I've told my daughters, and I tell the women, I'm close. I said, look, always leave a black man manhood intact because because of their health, and we're going to see what we can do here. Okay, I tell you, 773-591-1690. I'm going to go to the phone. I'm going to talk to Sale. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, Dorothy. I want to make sure that the listening audience understands your expression, put some fat on your head. First of all, it's a phrase that the people in Alabama stole from us in Mississippi.
Oh, listen to that. All of us got red mud.
But it's about learning. When you have taught somebody something, when you've added to their understanding, you have put some fat on their head. And I don't know how the expression got started, but you used it a couple of years ago, and I let you know that I was aware of what that meant. And I became a father, Dorothy, as a result of a telephone call I got 3 years ago from a young lady wanting to know if I would sell with my last name, who graduated from such and such high school.
You're handsome, too, boy. Ooh, you're so handsome. I mean, all them girls was after you, Sam.
Listen, Dorothy, we got a DNA test done, and the test came back saying that I'm the one.
You the one, huh?
I'm the one.
Well, I got a song I'm going to play for y'all. I want you to hear.
Well, there's another story similar to that, much more tragic. I'll share it with you at another time.
Okay.
But I'm also calling to celebrate the ordinance that Alderman Brookins as getting ready to introduce, and it's this.
You talked about it last week about the cleaning oil.
That's right. It's going to be before the Finance Committee, the City Council Finance Committee, on the 24th. And for those who believe in God and believe that He wants us to live in cleanliness, I want you to join me at 10 o'clock at City Hall. Come and give a testimony regarding your belief and faith and what this can do for us, these ministers, Reverend Weatherspoon or Witherspoon, whatever his name is.
He can't come. He's at a senior bill on the west side.
He can send somebody.
Okay. Well, let
me come and be a part of it.
I think that's a good idea. And also, you need to. We're going to talk about some of the things that Harold Washington put on the books to help clean up the community. And we got to demand that these resources they got to bring these done weed cutters in our community, like they're cutting everywhere. Happy Father's Day. This song is for you. We're going to color him father. We're going to color him father, y'all. This is for you, Sal, and all of the black men out there, and all the men who stepped in and did what they had to do. We got a lot of men. You don't have to have babies to be colored father, I tell you. Hey, y'all, all you black men, step in. The father's there. But to my pastor, happy Father's Day, Reverend Andrew Hunt, Senior.
He goes to work, he
Junior.
He stays all day long.
Hey.
He comes home each night looking tired and beat.
Hey.
He sits down at the dinner table and has a bite to eat.
Yeah, that's my grandfather, y'all.
Never found.
I didn't even know he wasn't my grandfather till I got grown. Big Dad.
How's my child?
Hey.
I said that I've been studying hard all day to school, trying very hard to understand the golden rule.
I'll play all my
nephew.
I'll
color this man father.
Color him father.
I think I'll color him love.
Color him love.
Said I'm going to color him father.
And his father's a perfect man, my brother. You too, Otis.
Man love. Yes, I will.
Color him love.
He says education is the thing if you want to compete. Because without it, son, life ain't very sweet.
Woo!
I love this man, and I don't know why. Except I'll need his strength until the day that I die. My mother loves him, and I can tell by the way she looks at him when he holds my little sister Nell. I heard her say just the other day that if it hadn't have been for him, she couldn't have found her way. I think I'll call him father. I'm gonna color him love.
Color him love.
Gotta give birth.
Color him
father. Happy Father's Day to all the men in my church. My pastor,
man,
Pastor
love.
Andrew.
Color
love. We do a lot out there in Roses.
Woo! Our real old man, he got killed in the war.
Y'all come on and see Amy misbehaving the weekend.
7 kids couldn't have gotten very far. She said she thought that she could never love again. And then there he stood with that big wide grin. He married my mother and he took us in.
That's right, y'all know about
and
that.
Now we belong to the man with that big wide grin.
Call him father, y'all.
Color this man father.
We used to do
father.
That.
I'm gonna color him love.
I'm gonna play it out.
Color him love.
Y'all know about that. Call
him father.
Color him father.
We all color this man love.
A very good father.
I know I've got to color him love.
Color him love.
I'm going to color him father.
Give me your great father, you and Bimaji. Father, mom, Bimaji.
He's just so kind.
Call him father, y'all. Danny Jr., you listening to my brother? Hey, call him father. Y'all know about calling him father. It ain't got to be your biological. Just call him father, right, Sal? Call him father. Call him father. Father, I tell you. Call him Father. Maurice.
God bless you, Dorothy.
Happy Father's Day.
The baby this morning. Look, I know you see them around town with the caps and gowns. Don't they look good?
They look good. Call him fathers. Call him father.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Look, Dorothy, all of them, they don't know the value of long-range planning. I know that. But I ran into a young graduate. He told me he's going to grow up to be the next Johnny Cochran. I say, whoa, go ahead, brother.
That's right.
In Chicago, you will have plenty of work. But let me say, from one black man to another, happy Father's Day sale.
Yeah.
I really like the work he's doing. I like his zeal.
Yeah.
We need to clean up this filthy city.
We calling him Father. Calling him Father. We're going to clean it up. We all got to clean up. And the city got to bring
one more thing.
We got to bring our tax dollars out here. They got the machines. They're cutting everywhere. Bring our tax dollars. Hurry up now. Happy Father's Day.
The mayor's race that's coming up, whether we're ready or not. I always ask the voters over here, how do you like them red X's Mayor Emanuel is putting up?
Ooh,
on the
that's some and you know what? I saw the red X's in the foreign countries. We never had red X's here before.
I'm going to tell Mayor Emanuel, Dorothy.
That's a yes,
ma'am.
That's a
so then, if they, whatever they say, I ask them if they're registered to vote. If not, I whip out my blank form, Dorothy. Let's get ready. I love you, sister.
Thank you. I think that the preachers and the community take these buildings and redo them and put people in these buildings. Color him father, make sure some children are able. BJ, how you doing? Happy Father's Day to you.
Dorothy, you are awesome. Thank you so much for who you are and all that you do. You know what, Dorothy, one interesting thing about my post-traumatic slavery syndrome, I was born and raised in Chicago, and I thought I could accomplish things like Mr. Fuller did. Mr. Fuller, I lived in, you know, I was alive when he was, you know, doing his thing. He was a multimillionaire.
The F.B. Fuller book is a good book to get, too, for Father's Day.
Say that again.
S.B. Fuller book, you can go over to Dudley and buy that book for Father's
Day. Oh, yeah, well,
I've
got a copy. You know, a lot of my books got lost or stolen when I moved.
Yeah.
I got to get another copy of that and hold on to your hat. But the Lord, Dorothy, has renewed my strength again. I'm on sort of a Daniel diet, staying away from the meat, more fruits and vegetables. And Ebony has suggested that I get more sunlight and different stuff.
Yeah.
And I just hope I can keep my mental energy up so we can turn around. You know what? I want to get off with this. Barack Obama sent people across the country. They were in Chicago December 6th. 7th and 8th, and those houses are even thin. He said, find them, fund them, fix them, sell them. We black men like Sel and Maurice and other people, we got to get together.
Got to do it.
Get some of these others one at a time, fix them and sell them.
Thank you so much. Happy Father's Day. When Harold Washington got in office, he did a lottery with these buildings and started giving them away to people who got in the lottery and could afford it. We didn't take it. That's how we saved a lot of these abandoned buildings. Harold Washington gave it up to people. I tell you. Thank Happy Father's Day to you, BJ. Anita, how you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine.
That's good. I wanted to say that every time we raise up good father leadership for our people, Elijah Muhammad and Martin Luther King, we have problems with people shooting our people.
Well, yeah,
and
that's definitely. Every time we have leaders, if they're not, they're murdered some kind of way, one way or the other, either economically, politically, or physically. And that's what I call it as a, our people have been on the taxes and been in this country. I mean, our folks need to understand that we're not just where we are because we just been sitting holding our hands.
So the few people in our community that happen to have things in their lives that they're frustrated about and resort to violence to probably handle it, it's not because of our community. Our community always put God first and had good men out first front and the best of them. And, you know, they murder them. And then it was repeated again. Barack Obama was, you know, nominated for president, and they tried to get rid of Jeremiah Wright. You know,
they went after
him. Was an excellent example to Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is I wanted to say hello and salute Michael Jackson's father for making sure those boys stayed off the street. And I'd like to say something about Michael Jordan's father. This town that I'm in, the Tar Heel City, the people just love this town, and it's a tourist attraction. And I'm sure Michael Jordan had a big part of that, and also Chicago with the Chicago Bulls. And someone had just said to me, a young guy about 24, said he thought the game in Antonio and the Texas team and the Miami Heat, he said that was fixed. I said, what are you trying to say? Those people pretended that they couldn't play ball, Miami Heat. I said, well, what is Michael Jordan? Was he fixed? I said, don't ever forget the gift that was given. There are gifts in this life. I said, don't let people tell you that was a joke or someone can push you down and force you not to have your
gift.
Okay,
I'm going to have to go
Michael
in a second.
Jordan had a gift.
I want to thank you. I want to thank you and happy Father's Day to your children, to your children's daddy, too, and to your father. Thank God for your father, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Happy Father's Day.
Don't forget the gift.
Okay, don't forget. Look, y'all, we have to, what did I do? Okay, we have to, it's Happy Father's Day time here. We have to understand we cannot let these folks break us down and make us get to the point you don't need no men, don't need no fathers. Just go put in a little test tube. Oh, no, you got to do it in love. Color him fathers. Color him fathers. I tell you, we want to say our condolence goes out to the former Mayor Rudy Clay, who passed, and his funeral was the other day. We just want to say our condolence to him and his family and all our folks over there in Gary. We opened up yesterday with Ain't Misbehaving. It was a great, great show, one of the best we put on. If y'all miss that, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. Go in, and you got your VON code when you come, and you get a special with VON code, but you can call 773-373-1900, 773-373-1900, or go to BroadwayInBronzeville.com. I tell you, if you miss Ain't Misbehaving, baby, you missed it. We had a few people out somewhere. They said they had seen it before once when it was at the Goodman Safe downtown, and they said that this was one of the best. And I'm a kudos to Cassandra, the director, and to Jim Lee, the executive director, and with Harold Washington TRI, who is the producer. Great show. If y'all miss this, we only got two more weekends after this. You miss it. If you don't have nothing planned for your father tomorrow, come on out. We'll give you a special with your father. 773-373-1900. And don't forget to put in the WVON code. I tell you. Trudy, how you doing this? D, how you doing this morning?
Sister Dorothy.
Trudy, call me back, Trudy. How you doing, Sister D?
Sister Dorothy, God is still on the throne.
He's on the throne.
I'm telling you. I really wish I could.
He's on the throne as much as you on it. We represent him. If we fall down, I'm telling you, we're representing. We are the I Am, and he lived through us. Little God's having human experience. We are the example of him, so we got to stay up on
the throne. Yes, we are, and I really, really wish I could say Happy Father's Day to all men, but there are a lot of men out here that are fathers, and they're on the wrong path.
Well, that do not mean you don't say Happy Father's Day. We can't buy into what these other folks say.
They need to change their way of thinking and find out what the right path is. But here's why I called. Have you noticed, or is it just me, the shooters? The children have seemed to me to be getting younger and younger. Have you? And they're calling these shootings of our babies, you know, little babies, babies. They're calling these things.
Well, what I've seen with the babies who have gotten killed, which is terrible, or gotten shot, most of the time their fathers was involved with some mess, and they was after their fathers or their mothers. And I say, if you're in any mess, you have no right. That's child abuse to take your children and put them in that kind of danger.
And if they take, sit somebody, sit down, and those that are the death sergeants and whatnot that's sitting in the police station, somebody need to take an inventory on that.
Well,
children are getting younger and younger.
Well, we gotta build our community and give them alternatives. We got to build alternatives in our communities for our folks and have some place to go. And all you see is our faces of our children and our people. I'm not condoning that. But all is like this shooter that went out there and killed all them folks the other day. They get this picture off. They don't even put this. It took a long time to put this little white boy face up.
Mm-hmm.
The one who was getting ready to blow up the school. They don't. And the one that shot up something the other day. But
mm-hmm.
they and in the Latino community, they got killings 2, 3, 4, 5. They put nothing on the front page of the paper, but our children, they put nothing on TV but our children. It's wrong. Don't think I'm thinking, I'm not condoning it, but I'm saying it's a stuff they putting in our heads
that
make
right.
us give up. We cannot give up. We got to fight like a
we
community
gotta
and
fight
save our children.
And these young men are going to have to get back on the right
And with black men,
there are a lot of them that blame it on young girls, so they're having the babies. But who's making these babies?
Well, they talking about
these
they,
men
look,
make
look,
babies,
we can't.
They need
I'm
to start taking care of. They need to become fathers and get on the path.
Thank you, Dean.
And thank you.
Thank you. I tell you, this is a song that I'm gonna play, y'all. You know, my father died when I was 18 years old. My father's name was James Wright. one of the greatest men you can know. You know, I love my daddy. I was a daddy's little girl for real. I want you to know that. And I remember doing the Montgomery bus boycott. My daddy had a lot of cars with his boys running that moonshine up and down through Alabama. He also was an interior decorator. He had an interior decorator. He worked for Montgomery Rug and Shade Company. But he also had a whiskey still out in Lowndes County, and his boys had these. And my daddy put all of them, all his cars, in taking these women back and forth to work. And when Dr. King came to town in the 60s for the Selma movement, all of his houses he had all out in the country where folks played cards and did fish and stuff like that. He opened those doors up, too. Mr. Wright, who went to church, went to Bell Street Baptist Church. A great man, great humanitarian. I just love my daddy, you know. When I go to Montgomery, I always make sure that I put his flower, but I put him a new headstone on him a few years ago. Very close to my dad and also to my stepfather. He was a great person. But, you know, we had the thing whereas even though my stepfather and my father was good, you know, they were two great men. Happy Father's Day to my brother James. If you're listening, I know you are, and all your boys are listening. Little James, all y'all, happy birthday, happy Father's Day to you, to my son Bimaji, my son Jimmy, to their father, Jimmy Tillman, and happy Father's Day to all of you who are listening. And Father's Day is every day. Oh, men, I know they're taking every place away from you where you ain't got no place to put fat on your head. We got to develop some places around this and be able to put fat on our children and these young men's heads. They've taken all the water holes away. And some of our elected officials help them do that. Close down our club. You go everywhere else, they're sitting all outside, drinking, eating, talking. Our place is like dead. You go in, you got nowhere to go. We used to be able to go to the boys' club, to the Brown Derby, all of our clubs. We had clubs, blues clubs, jazz clubs. We had music. We had place to go, pool halls, on the corner, put fat on your head. Now you don't have a place. They made sure they shut that down. That was on purpose. Tension. Wasn't no shooting and stuff going on in our clubs. Wasn't no drugs going on. There was some other places, some other infiltration of people coming in our community. But we got, while you in there with your shades down, all tense and stuff, they walking around having a good time. Happy Father's Day. We got to embrace our children and our little boys and their bright eyes. The majority of our community is not in crime. The majority of our community is being criminalized by other folks. But we do have some problems we got to work on, internal, external. I want to play this song, y'all. But for all those who have lost a father, I play Color Him Father. We want to, hey, how y'all feel? Like, I wish I could dance with my father again. Thank you, Muhammad, for calling in, and thank you for Father.
Back when I was a child.
Hey, tell you. Hello, Muhammad. Thank you for calling in.
Before life removed all
you got a bunch of Muhammads there, but you put the other name.
My father would lift me high.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day, Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
And then spin me around till I fell asleep.
To you too, Burby.
Then up
I'll turn
it. He would carry me.
Whoa.
And I knew for sure.
Yeah.
I would love.
I'm coming to you, Michelle. Just hang on.
If I could. Another chance, another walk, another dance with him. I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, under my sheet, never dreamed that he would be gone from me.
Ooh, sing, Luther.
If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a
feel. There we go. I tell you. That's how children feel.
Dance with my father.
You know that love, y'all. Woo. Hey. And that was love, love, love. Messages in the music, y'all. Let's hear y'all music.
And this is all I ever dream.
Woo. Look, y'all, the messages in our music, we always gave a message of love. You know, Sam Cooke sang, A Change Gonna Come, or Keep On Pushing, Y'all, or Freedom Train, or Dance With My Father. We had love in our music. We had music where we could, when we did our music, so that it sent a message, and someone took control of our music. Yeah, we celebrate Motown, but it took all of our... When you hear Black Music Month, you're hearing all the real music we play. But they took it, and you hear about the money. I was looking for some songs, and I found one about a little girl, and this boy was rapping some nasty mess. Other folks write it, and other folks did it, because it's all about imagery, and it's all about your mind. It's all about your mind. It's all about your mind. I'm going to get Jamil, who's calling my daughter from South Carolina, and then I'm coming to you, Michelle. Jamil, how you doing? North Carolina.
Hey, Mama. I'm in North Carolina, and I'm doing well. I want to just call in and wish all the fathers in your listener audience a happy Father's Day, as well as my father, Dr. Jimmy Lee Tillman the first, and my two wonderful brothers, Jimmy Lee Tillman the second, and Benjamin G. Tillman, as well as all the men of my life, and wish my father a happy birthday on the 18th, as well as Mr. Dixon, and wish him well a happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy Father's Day, Mr. Dixon and Joe, and all the men who was part of our organization who are listening in this morning. Happy Father's Day to you, too. Michelle, how you doing?
Hey, I want to say happy Father's Day to Mr. Dixon, too. He might be my granddaddy.
Well, he's kind of young. He's like my young enough for my son. Go on. He does a valet for the theater, too.
Oh, you know what, Ms. Tillman? This has been a beautiful Saturday morning. It
Thank
started
you.
Out with prayer. I just want to give God praise
yeah.
right now for your show, too.
Thank you.
And, you know, that song you just played that Luther made?
Yeah.
It was such a blessing to me when he made that song. And
yeah.
I'm going to tell you why. My dad, I'm a daddy's girl, too. My daddy passed just before I got married.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a wonderful mother. So that tells me he had to have some awesome uncles because she had 14 brothers, right?
Right, right.
And when he couldn't be there for me, he made sure his mother and his sister stood in the gap. And so when he passed a year before I got married, I marched down the aisle, halfway down the aisle by myself with my invisible daddy's spirit
yes.
taking me down that aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And then my stepfather met me halfway down to Luther Vandross' song, So Amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was an amazing event. And my daddy, I could feel his presence in that room, Dorothy.
Uh-huh.
And so when you play Friends of when you play Color Him Father by
yeah.
Friends of Distinction,
yeah.
that's
Him
what
Father.
I was calling in for to ask you to play, and you played it. While so as soon as Ebony put me on hold, that song came on. Girl, I have been smiling and just in heaven, so to speak, ever since. So thank you for this. I want to thank all the men who are fathers and who are yet to be fathers. For standing in the gaps and doing well, all the things that you can do. Dorothy, I see so many men in my life that represent fathers,
mm-hmm.
that represent a father to me. Some of them are younger than me.
Yes.
Some of them are my little children's friends who I'm helping to shape and prepare them for manhood
right.
and fatherhood.
Right.
And so this has been a great day, a great show. I pray that today, for the rest of the day, and all the men that have already called in, thank you and happy Father's Day to those that will call in throughout the rest of the day and tomorrow.
Well, you know,
happy
Michelle,
Father's
you know,
Day.
Michelle, one of the things, and I sit and I watch and I go around and look, and they say, I see a lot of men in these schools picking their children up or walking with their children. They just can't be acknowledged because of these new laws that have been put in place by Clinton and others. They're sitting on people's lease, and they can't even be on the lease. I mean, we go give money to other folks who just got here, and these poor men can't have anything to do with federal, they can't touch it. And if you look, I want folks to take a moment and look at these men walking around with their children, and then they don't have jobs because they've went and gotten taken. It's a lot. I'm not, you know, it's a good, that's why I said, if you're going to buy a book for anybody today for Father's Day, please buy The New Jim Crow so we can understand the situation. Not it deals with more than just the jail. It's a whole situation. So happy Father's Day to the people in your
life.
You
know what, Dr. Tillman, before I let you go, I have that book. When Michelle Alexander first came here, thank God for Phil Jackson who bought her, I was sitting right there. And I got the book, and I didn't stay for her to sign it because I had to leave. Just the woman was so awesome that she touched me so deeply. I started crying. I didn't want to cry all over the book, so I just left. But I wanted to say, before I, in conclusion, I want to even thank Rahm Emanuel, Mayor Daley, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, for being the fathers that they are. Some of those men, though, might be representing that other father. So I want to thank them for doing their job, because out of it all, we're going to be blessed. See, we're going to be stronger. God,
you're thinking them,
they
fathers
too,
to their children, their family, we got to look at. And what you tell, let me tell you something. One thing about these folks, they look after their community and their families. And that's what we have to do, look at our community. I'd be in city council, and they'll sit there, and they would say, well, I can't vote against my community. And somehow or another, we got to get our people. And happy Father's Day to all
and
of
so
our black elected officials.
They're representing but, their rights. They're doing what they should be doing. And
yeah, I don't know some of that stuff they're doing, Michelle. Now, you better stick with the Father.
Let me just tell you this, Ms. Tillman. God will prune us however he chooses. He will use whomever he chooses. And he will use the devil, honey.
Oh, my God. Happy Father's Day to all your people. Thank you so much. Happy Father's Day to everybody that's listening in. I know the nation got something going on over there today at the Salaam, where they're doing 50-plus. If you're 50-plus, I don't know exactly what time it is. Also, today at 10 o'clock in the Legacy Room, they're going to be, and that's here right at VON on 87th Street, 1000 East 87th Street. They're going to be talking about lap band, what it is, and is it right for you, and to whether or not you're going to be able to, maybe for your job, or for your health, you need to have it. And Melody will be there to talk about her experience, what she's doing on her journey for the lap band surgery. So they said, and the attendees will be able to enter and to win a free lap band surgery. And so, that's right here at VON. Also, the Harold Washington Culture Center, be sure and go down to Seaway Bank and support us, y'all. We still fighting and still doing what we got to do down there. Amos Behaving opened up last night. One of the greatest shows, if you're out there, you're listening, you came, call us. One of the best shows we have put on Amos Behaving was just so awesome. You must see it. It's this weekend. Our doors open at 6 tonight. Show is at 7. Tomorrow, doors open at 4, I think, and the show is at 5. You need to come see it, and it's next weekend, too. And if you don't have nothing to do for your Father's Day, come on, bring your father and ask for the VON code and get a special price. All of y'all, come on out and see it. I'll be there to meet and to greet you. Miss Huntington, how you doing? Are you back, Miss Huntington? You still in Miami?
Hello, how are you?
Fine. Are you still in Miami?
I am still in Miami. I'm leaving this afternoon at 5:15.
Okay.
But I wanted to say a special Father's Day to my two nephews, John Thomas and Lorenzo Thomas, and all the men in my family, because they step up, and they are really great fathers.
Yes.
So
yes. You came
from
a great
you?
Family, Dr. Andy Thompson.
Dr. Andrew Thomas.
Andrew Thomas, your former,
that was my
late,
brother, and
late,
so
great.
Was Dr. Hewitt Thomas.
Yeah.
That was my brother, too.
Yeah.
And, of course, my father,
yeah,
the late Reverend Hewitt Thomas,
yeah,
Sr.
Okay.
So all of the men in my family are really great fathers, and I want to say a special tribute to them because they lead the way, and they take care of their families.
Okay, thank you.
And I want to say hello to you.
Thank you, and hurry home.
And thank you for all that you do.
Thank you so much. Love you, hurry
home. Love you.
Thank you, hurry home. I tell you, Munir Muhammad, happy Father's Day to you and your staff over there from Crow. Appreciate all of the support and the help we get from Munir Muhammad and Crow. We get an awful lot of help from you. Thank you so much. I tell you, Plano, happy Father's Day to you, my brother. I don't think I got, if y'all, we got a few more minutes left, y'all, for y'all to call it this happy Father's Day. Plano.
Black.
I tell
black,
you,
black.
All the way black. All the way, yeah.
I want to thank you for this good show this morning. The best alderman that should ever been here in Chicago, Ms. Tillman.
Thank you.
And I want to just say, I've listened to this Mary call about Bill Daley and all that. I think she needs to stick with fathers. I think she needs to leave that alone.
Black.
But the mayor we're dealing with now has got a lot of this, has a lot to do with this, with these fathers.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you what they say. A man can't ride your back if he's not bent. I mean, can't nobody ride your back if you straighten up. And you know, he coming in here, but a whole lot of other folks have done some stuff. And we have to straighten our backs up, and we got to be getting fight. Cause I say, I heard some brothers talking about these old folks, these older leaders won't pass the torch. Well, I said to them young brothers, you got a whole lot of sites, a lot of work going on in our community right now. Shut them down.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Mr. Gardner shouldn't have to be out there. Mr. Gardner, happy special Father's Day to Mr. Ed Gardner. He out there shutting down sites. All of our communities work going on, and black folks are not working. And we, you know, we need to do something about that. You know, let's stand. Ain't no, we got to be one. You know what I mean, Plano?
But you're absolutely right, Tim. You're absolutely right. But my thing is, as you said, clean up neighborhood. Why don't they give these boys jobs to clean up the neighborhood, the lots?
Well, you know,
instead of being on the corner, let them clean it up and get paid, get some to show they can get a check to work for something.
Well, you know, when I first got in office, you have a discretionary contractual service where I gave them, the ward was so dirty, the third ward, when we first got in, that we gave some discretion that we said, you volunteer three and we give you this, and we began to clean up. But in the meantime, our tax dollars, they need to bring, when Harold Washington got in, the first time people saw these weed cutters, we got to put them in, we got to clean them up. And in the meantime, you living on a block that's not clean, you need to call down in 3-1 and said, we need two, we need somebody to come out here. If you cut it, we're going to rake it. I'm calling all of the churches and everybody because it's our blocks and our children. They're walking past grass. See, it's a psychological thing. These children walking past all this grass. You don't know what's in it high and all this filth. And they're walking, and then they get into a school where they got to go through a metal detector. Then they get in there and they go to a class that's too crowded. Then they got to turn on everybody talking about them. It's a whole lot.
I got a question. Where's the, don't the TIF money goes for this type of programs, the money that they get for the TIF money, or they just give it back to the
mayor? TIF is tax increment finance, and it was supposed to be help build up blighted communities. And most of that money have not gone into blighted communities. Most of that money has been put someplace else. And, you know, it's a lot, Plano. But happy
And now I'm just listening because it's back to what you're saying. It's could go along, get along, policy. Where if you don't do what I say, you don't get nothing.
Well, happy Father's Day to you. We're gonna talk some more next week.
Thank you to your family and to your husband. That
my
Father's
children's
Day
father.
To you.
Thank you. I think he called in and requested a song. Is that correct? What song Jimmy requested? I think he requested Paul Peterson. Who is that? What song he talking about? Is he talking about another song? Oh, I don't know what he's requesting. Jimmy request a song? This was requested by Dr. Jimmy Tillman, the father of the five Tillman children. And he's been working with the music over there. Who is this? Paul Peterson.
Now here is a man.
Oh, a caller requested, not Jimmy Tillman. Okay, a caller requested that. Okay, I'm sorry, Jimmy. A caller requested that. Okay.
Now he understands.
Yeah.
When I bring him
a caller called in and requested that. One of my European callers. Happy Father's Day to you, too. And that goes out to you too, my brother. Thank you for listening.
When I was small, I felt 10 feet tall.
Okay, I got to go. Okay, that's Happy Father's Day to you, too. One of my European callers calling, he wanted that. And that's Happy Father's Day to all of you who have been listening. I certainly have enjoyed the show. I want to play a little bit of this other song I played. And do I have time to play maybe 30 seconds of the song I played in the 6 o'clock hour? This has been a wonderful day. 773-373-1900. Hey, y'all. I'm Daddy's little girl, y'all. Hey. I had to play some more. I played in the 6 o'clock hour. I had to play it again.
I'd like to thank you.
Hey.
For waiting.
That's for all our brothers who came home trying to restart. Whether they came from jail or whether they came from the service or wherever you've been, we welcome you home. I want you to help us put a positive thing in our community. Hey, y'all, brothers. We got to do this. Our own police force. We got to clean our community of filth and crime, whatever it is, y'all. Hey, black men, we need you. We don't need you back in jail. But you got to straighten up and fly right. To all my men on the west side and the south side and all over the country, we understand it. Oh, listen to that love. Woo! Hey. Hey, y'all, just wanted to play that again. Daddy's home to stay. Thank you. I've enjoyed this special Father's Day for you. It's been a wonderful time. We've enjoyed ourselves. Don't forget to come out today at 10 o'clock to the VON Legacy Room and see what they're talking about, lap band surgery. You might, if you're overweight and you need to do something, you know, since you don't have the discipline to do anything else, come on out here and join Melody. Hey, Purpose Band, the Blues Man, I love you dearly. Thank you for being one of the greatest fathers that you was able to leave. Give this, your daughter took this and carried on. Without your foundation, it would not be Purpose. Happy Father's Day to you. I've enjoyed myself. Don't forget, if you want to bring your father to the Harold Washington Culture Center, 373-1900, special VON code. If you want to come today, 773-373-1900. Ain't misbehaving. It's great. Otis, happy Father's Day. Jimmy, happy Father's Day. My brothers and everybody. You've been listening to Coffee, Tea, and a Conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Tillman. It's Fine Wine every Saturday morning from 6 to 8. What you drinking, brother? Be right back. I'll see you next week. Hey, happy Father's Day. Reparations now.
Of language, culture, and religion, of African descendants with no restriction. They cut children from my queen's guts to inbreed fear in us. My hands rough, my forefathers' hands got blisters, forced to be a field hand. Fired another white man, Mr. President, I'm here to represent for mine and Mother Africa, in which you raped and left behind, draining her natural resources. So to her people pay remorse or feel the force of a former slave. Kidnapped from my land, locked in chains. Brought to a new world to maintain. Hard to survive while my kind's being hanged. Is it over now?
I'm a former slave. I've been shackled and locked in chains, girl. But somehow my soul remains. But if it's over,
walk to your shores, vote your war, tell your business, beat me till the senses. You did this for 400 plus, and the bottom of your ship.
The Talk of Chicago is 1690 WVON.